Salmon are on the brink of extinction in the Pacific Northwest. Scientists are set to launch an international expedition into the remote ocean tomorrow, which could hold clues to the fish's survival. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
Salmon biologist Lori Whitecamp and her team will launch from Port Angeles, Washington, on a 200-foot research vessel. They'll spend a month trawling for salmon near the Bering Strait, notorious for dangerous winter storms and high swells.
Conditions are rough. You got lots of really big storms, especially if you're going out there this time of year. I've had many people tell me I'm absolutely crazy to be out there.
Whitecamp is actually thrilled. This is seen as a first-of-its-kind expedition where four research vessels and 60 scientists from the U.S., Canada, and Russia will cover a huge swath of the salmon's ocean territory at once. She and her colleagues at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration already know a lot about why the salmon aren't making it to the ocean. Think dams, warming rivers, lower river flows. But they understand less about what's going on out in the sea, which may be the most important link to the fish's survival.
Once salmon leave the coastal ocean, they effectively enter the black box. We don't know where they are. We don't know what they're eating, what eats them, how quickly they're growing.
And why and where they're dying. Whitecamp is most concerned about those recent blobs of warm ocean water off Alaska.
It's still instructive to see where they're going, help understand if we get another big heat wave in this area, that's where we think our fish are. We should expect, whoa, watch out. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we can be cautious.
The scientists hope to soon better predict what a year's salmon run or catch will be for many who depend on them. The economic and cultural stakes of an expedition like this are high. Shannon Wheeler is vice chair of the Nez Perce tribe in Idaho.
The decline of salmon runs into our waters have been so detrimental to us, not only to us, but to the landscape as well and to our way of life.
Wheeler says salmon runs have dropped from millions to just a few thousand today, which has had wide-reaching effects on the tribe's health.
We can pinpoint that a lot of this wouldn't be happening if we had the numbers of salmon that we were promised.
Wheeler says new research is encouraging, but the Nez Perce are more focused on removing dams closer to home so that the remaining healthy salmon Lori Whitecamp is studying actually get here again, the some 400-mile epic journey inland upstream to where they were born. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Boise.